Welcome to the Magnetic Brand Podcast. I'm your host, Arena, a multi-six-figure entrepreneur and brand mentor. I'll be bringing you conversations that help you turn your passion into a profitable magnetic business that effortlessly attracts your dream clients and help you create ultimate freedom in your life. Let's dive into today's conversation. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Magnetic Brand Podcast. I'm so excited to have you here because today I'll be talking about how to attract premium clients into your business. And if you follow me on Instagram, you know I'm super passionate about this topic. I have a lot to say. So this is why I'm excited to have this longer form content to share with you and share some tips and strategies that you can implement in your business today. So if you don't really know my background, you can go back to the first episode. I did an episode about my journey with my business and how I became a magnetic brand. But just to recap a bit, so basically my background was a designer. I was a product designer, UX designer, working with large tech companies. I led international design teams and I earned a great salary. But even though everything was perfect on paper, I decided that life wasn't for me. I always felt like there was more, so I quit my job and started my own design agency. And in my agency, I got to work with ambitious women from all over the world, helping their dreams come to life. So I worked with personal brands and helped them build a brand that will magnetize their dream clients and sell out their high-ticket services. I've worked with high-end brands and I created them these personal brands, these iconic brands that will make their business pop off and create only their most aligned high-end clients. And from the process, I've learned exactly how to build an iconic brand. And this is what I'm here to teach you now. This is why I've created this business, because I want to enable you and other ambitious women in building their magnetic personal brand. So I wanted to take the guesswork out of the process for you, and I wanted to create this step-by-step framework showing you how to exactly do that. So that is why I'm so passionate about attracting your dream clients into your business. So if you're a service provider, a coach, or a mentor, these tips will completely transform your business. I've also created a free masterclass on this topic, so if you want to check that out, DM me magnetic on Instagram at Arena Roams, but I'll also put the link in the show notes. It's completely free. It's a lot of value, so jump on and check it out. But I just wanted to share a couple of actionable steps here as well, because I love listening to podcasts and I know it's such an easy to consume form that I just wanted to share this in this form as well. So tip number one in creating a magnetic brand that attracts your dream clients is having brand clarity. And what I mean by brand clarity is that you have to get clear on what your personal and business values are. Why did you start this business and what makes you stand out? Why would your customers choose you over everyone else? That is something that my first coach asked me in one of our first sessions when I started working with her, was why would your customers choose you over everyone else in your industry? Because every industry is kind of saturated. Like, I know everyone keeps talking about it. Like, you can say that about every industry. So she asked me, like, why would they buy from me over everyone else? And I was like, I don't know. And that's not good. That's not the space that you should be coming from. So you have to be super clear about why your customers would choose you over everyone else. What makes you special? What makes you stand out? And why would they be so lucky to work with you? Because you have this special thing that you can provide them that no one else can. So that's number one. And then beyond that, you have to get clear on who your dream customers are. Because without knowing who they are, how are you going to attract them? You're not. You have to understand what they value, what they're struggling with, and who they are aspiring to be. So when I want you to understand your dream customers, I'm not asking you to understand their like demographic information, like what age they are, where do they work, where do they live, where that can sometimes be important as well, but that's not the way you attract your dream clients. You have to understand their deepest desires and their deepest struggles, and you have to understand who the identity is that they're aspiring to be. And when you know that, you have to create that transformation for them that will help them reach that aspiration. So what is the transformation that you're going to provide, and how is it going to change their life for the better? How is this going to take them from A to B? How is this going to help them get closer to that aspirational identity that they desire to be. So that's about brand clarity. So number two here is high-end positioning. If you want to attract premium, high-ticket clients, you have to position your brand as a high-end solution. And that is done by getting crystal clear on the value that you're providing to your clients. So instead of promoting your services, you have to nail down the transformation and the value that you're providing. You have to get super clear on the transformation that your clients will receive when they work with you. What will their life look like once they finish working with you? How are you going to take them from A to B, and what is the value that you're providing? You also have to get clear on what makes you passionate about your work. What gets you excited when you speak about your business? When you speak from a place of true alignment, your audience will be magnetized to you. They will feel your excitement towards your business, and that vibe is contagious. That vibe is magnetic. And one thing that I keep talking about is you have to speak to the empowered client that is ready to buy. You have to stop selling to everyone, because everyone is not for you. You don't want the disempowered client. You don't want the client that's just shopping around. They're not ready to commit. They're wishy-washy. They're going to ghost you. You don't want that client. You only want the client that is ready to invest, that is excited to start working with you. So instead of focusing on the pain points, start selling to the audience that is happy to invest in you. Start focusing on more desire marketing, not pain point marketing. Start talking to the client that is ready to go now. And that is how you build a hot audience that is excited to work with you. And number three in building a magnetic personal brand is infusing personal authority into your brand. You have to infuse your personal experience to create that authority. So what is your own journey, your own transformation? What have you achieved yourself or helped others achieve that qualifies you to create that transformation for them as well? So for example, you have lost weight and gotten fit, and that inspired you to start your own fitness wellness business, and now you help women do the same as well. That's an inspirational journey that you can use to infuse that authority into your business as well. Or maybe you're providing facial services and you make women feel beautiful and glowing and confident. You can show how you've done that for other women and the outcome that they've achieved by working with you, and you can show how you can do that to others as well. Or maybe you've been in the same position that your customers are in right now, but you've overcome it and you can do the same for them. Or maybe you've created a transformation for others that gives you the experience and expertise to do the same for them, to achieve the same result themselves as well. And lastly, think about something that only you can provide that makes you stand out from the crowd and attract a specific type of personality to you. Infusing your personal identity is so important to building your magnetic personal brand, because those little personal things are what's going to attract your most ideal dream clients to you. So let's say you're into yoga, so you post every morning about going to your yoga class and drinking your matcha with your friends, and that's something that this ideal client will feel seen by, because they do the same. They're like, oh, you're the same. We could get along. We could be friends in the real world. So that's why they might feel like they want to work with you, as opposed to someone that's like, I don't know, smoking every morning. Or maybe you're really into riding horses or something, or you're into painting and you show that, and that builds that personal connection with your brand as well. So what's something that's unique about you that you can infuse into your brand that will make you connect with this really specific persona that you're trying to attract? And this thing doesn't have to do anything with your business. This might be completely left field. If anything, it's mostly not connected to your business, because if it was, that wouldn't be super personal to you. But this is how you build authority with your audience, by sharing your personal experience, or by sharing your personal opinions. This is how you're able to activate your clients as well. So just to recap, my three-step process to attracting premium clients into your business is: number one, creating brand clarity. Number two, high-end positioning. And number three, bringing personal authority into your business. So if you want to go more in depth on how to do this, jump on my free Dream Client Magnet Masterclass in the show notes, or DM me magnetic. Otherwise, I'll see you in the next episode.